And we're returning next to the new mortgage lending rules, which, depending on your point of view, are either eminently sensible or highly unfair. The Governor of the Central Bank, Patrick Honohan, says the limits will help to ensure a stable and well-functioning market. Under the scheme announced last night and likely to become law shortly, borrowers will have to come up with bigger deposits. Banks will be able to lend up to a maximum of 80% of a property's value. There will, though, be some relief for first-time buyers. They'll be able to borrow up to 90% to a limit of €220,000. Our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan, has been asking Patrick Honohan about the changes.
Well, the most original proposal is in place. The basic 80% loan to value is still in place. But we have made an important, I think for many people, an important exception for first time buyers of lower cost houses. So we're going to allow the banks, if they want, or if they're ready to do so, to lend up to 90% of the price of a house up to 220,000, and then a sliding scale up from then.
Governor, why did you change the proposal for first-time buyers?
We went out for the consultation with a strong set of proposals. We knew we had a certain margin of manoeuvre. We wanted to have a sense of what the general public and commentators would like to see, if there was a margin manoeuvre, where to move. And we felt it's quite safe to move in the direction of helping the low price first time buyers. First time buyers of the smaller houses never caused a boom. And it's stopping a boom and preventing that credit chasing prices, chasing credit kind of bubble that we're trying to ensure.
Why did you come up with this figure of 220,000 though, for the cutoff point?
You know, in Dublin, and it's Dublin that counts here because the rest of the country is not showing any evidence of any kind of very rapid price increase. In Dublin, about half of the houses that are being bought by first-time buyers these days with credit are below that price, 220,000. So that gives you a rough feeling for why we aimed in that direction.
And when you say there's a sliding scale above 220,000, how does that work?
Well, it works at for the part of the price of the house above 220,000, it's 20% on the extra. So by the time you get to, 440,000, well, it's going to be an 85% average on the whole lot.
Right. What about buy-to-let properties? Where do they fit into
this? No change on the buy-to-lets. Buy-to-let, that does have the tendency to contribute a lot to bubble-like atmosphere, and we're strictly limiting those to the 70% loan to value, although allowing, as we do for all of these, a margin for the banks, a leeway in case they find cases that they can safely lend above. It's a small leeway for the buy-to-lets, just 10% of their portfolio in that area, but for the others there's a 15% leeway. So special cases, people may say, well, I'm not a first-time buyer, but I have this particular situation that really makes it sense for me to have higher, and if the banks agree, but it is the bank's decision. We're not second-guessing the bank's decision, and if the banks weren't going to give that person a loan, they're not going to give it now. What we're imposing is a cap on what banks do.
As you know, there's a lot of people still in negative equity on their housing mortgages. Quite a lot of them would like to trade up. How are they going to be affected by this? Are they going to now have to come up with a 20% deposit as well as dealing with their negative equity situation?
Not from our rules point of view. We looked at this very closely and came up with all sorts of complicated ideas about how to deal with negative equity. And then we looked at the facts more closely and we realized that in fact, people in negative equity, there are very few of them. And so since we're looking at the system as a whole, we're looking at avoiding a bubble, avoiding a big boom again, we decided there's no point in making any special regulation for negative equity. They'll just be dealing with their bank as if there was no regulation.
And when do these...
Of this type, of course, the regulation on banks.
And when do these new rules come into effect?
They come into effect, pretty soon. We're finalising the regulations. They're then laid before the Oireachtas. As soon as they're laid before the Oireachtas, they come into effect. So it's a matter of days.
Days, not even weeks?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. But why did you introduce this measure? Was it to control prices or was it to make the banks safer?
we're not targeting any price level. We're not going out there and saying prices are right now or there should be this level lower or this level higher. What we're trying to prevent is that psychological loop between credit and prices and credit. If we can avoid that, we can keep banks safe, we can keep borrowers safe. It's important that borrowers don't get over indebted because of another housing bubble.
What about the impact that this will have on other areas? I mean, construction industry, we all know there's a great shortage of housing at the moment, great demand for housing, but there's been some evidence that people have been holding off committing to constructing because they just weren't sure about the proposals that were coming from the central bank. I mean, how do you think it's going to impact now on the construction sector?
Well, I'm sure this will give clarity. There may have been a certain amount of uncertainty that there had to be as long as we had a consultation. I think it was good to have a consultation. I think there are a lot of things that need to be done, and everybody agrees with this, in the housing market. What we're doing is preventing one dimension of risk. And among the several background papers and discussions that we're will be releasing over the next day or two are papers which go through what we discovered from the consultation and from thinking about the broader issues, things that we can't in the central bank do an awful lot about, but other players can. They're not new things, but we're laying them out. We do understand that this is a wider context, but we need to act on our area. There also needs to be action, I think, no dispute, to improve the housing supply in Dublin.
The government made clear their views as part of the consultation. They were concerned about equity issues, that people wouldn't be able to get on the property ladder. Do you get the sense that they're okay with these new set of proposals?
I have consulted with the Minister for Finance, as I'm obliged to do, and I understand that he's happy with the way, whether he's happy or not, he's okay with it. But in fact, we listened to the consultation from all sides. Lots of people that consulted, and you'll see all the consultations and our discussion of the consultations, a lot of the people who responded to our consultation were actually saying, make sure you don't ease these up too much to allow a bubble to get going again. So I know there were a lot of people who were concerned about first-time buyers. We dealt with that without causing a risk.
Is a bubble starting up now, or is this a precautionary measure?
It is precautionary measure. I think we've had a big bounce back in Dublin. It's been a very spectacular, if you like, bounce back when you measure it at 40% growth in prices in 18 months. That's very, very fast. If it's a bounce back, that's fine, but a bounce back could get out of hand, and that's why we needed to act now before that psychology of panic and got to get into the market before it goes up too high took hold.
Well, the definitions of a central banker, I'm sure you know it, is the one about taking away the punch bowl just as the party is getting started.
And you know what?
Have you made off with the punch bowl, Governor?
And you know what? People complain when you do that.
They do complain. You're happy enough to put up with those complaints?
I think we've got the balance right. I'm very comfortable with what we've the modifications we've made, which I think are closer to exactly what the economy wants. So you will see that we've been doing quite a lot of research, even over the last 3 months, to confirm that we are going the right way in the direction of relieving first-time buyer situation.
And that was Patrick Honohan, the Governor of the Central Bank. He was speaking last night to our economics correspondent, Sean Whelan. It's 22 minutes.